Yes. Mark hoped to marry Miss Norbury. Now, if Robert really was a blot upon the family honour, Mark would want to do one of two things. Either keep it from the Norburys altogether, or else, if it had to come out, tell them himself before the news came to them indirectly. Well, he told them. But the funny thing is that he told them the day before Robert's letter came. Robert came and was killed, the day before yesterday, Tuesday. Mark told Mrs. Norbury about him on Monday. What do you make of that?
Coincidence? Said Bill after careful thought. He'd always meant to tell her. His suit was prospering, and just before it was finally settled, he told her. That happened to be Monday. On Tuesday he got Robert's letter, and felt jolly glad that he'd told her in time.
Well, it might be that, but it's rather a curious coincidence. And here is something which makes it very curious indeed. It only occurred to me in the bath this morning. Inspiring place, a bathroom. Well, it's this. He told her on Monday morning, on his way to Middleston in the car.
Well?
Well?
Sorry, Tony, I'm dense this morning.
In the car, Bill. And how near can the car get to Jallands?
About 600 yards.
Yes. And on his way to Middleston, on some business or other, Mark stops the car, walks 600 yards down the hill to Jallands, says, "Oh, by the way, Mrs. Norbury, I don't think I ever told you that I had a shady brother called Robert." Walks 600 yards up the hill again, gets into the car, and goes off to Middleston. Is that likely?